there. I'm Dr. Deborah Scamba, founder of Heart to Heart Ministry and Coaching, a seasoned expert in Christ-centered healthy marriages, dedicated to guiding couples towards thriving relationships. So what is essential in having a Christ-centered marriage? Navigating differences. Every individual is unique. So if you're trying to navigate life and love together, you're committed to your sacred union, then navigating these differences may initially seem daunting, as it involves aligning diverse views and life experience to live in peace. So today, we'll explore the strategies, tips for embracing these distinctions and encouraging unity in your shared life together. I'm Deborah Scamba, Dr. Deborah Scamba, and I have 3 key points, 10 top tips, plus an I do and I don't for everyday living. So a Christ-centered marriage takes work, right? Putting Christ in the center, putting nothing but the love of Jesus between you and your spouse can be challenging. But what's the challenge? It's navigating the differences that make you both unique. But before we take the deep dive into this, I'd like to share with you my self-paced couples workshop. It's called We Still Do, Creating a Marriage Manifesto. And this is where couples just like you, I designed this with couples in mind just like you, how they can discover how to rekindle their marriage, get a fresh vision for their life together, no matter what stage of life they're in, and creating a written vision, a manifesto that you will have and hold in your hand that reflects your shared dreams, values, and commitments. And through the workshop, you're going to embark on a journey of self-discovery, finding out who you are in Christ, who you each are in Christ, coming together, sharing that with each other. And then through the communication, through the open and honest conversations that you have, it's to rekindle the spark in your marriage that you once had, or just fan the flame a little bit more, and reclaiming the very essence of what truly matters in your relationship. Okay, let's start this deep dive into how to recognize the differences of your individual differences, and then embracing these unique qualities in each of you, which can lead to a much more peaceful, peace-filled, harmonious life together. So I have 3 key points to start with. It's important to recognize and celebrate the differences that make you each unique. I want you to remember this as you're going through this. You're gonna hear some things and you're gonna wonder, how am I gonna do this? But embracing these differences will help you cultivate a deeper connection and an understanding for your spouse, but your spouse to understand you better. And as always, I'll wrap up with a I do and an I don't for everyday living, which offers practical advice for building a strong, healthy marriage. So grab your latte, reheat your tea, or start setting that pace for today's conversation. And I hope you'll be inspired and encouraged as you discover how to navigate differences to have a Christ-centered marriage. So here are 3 key points. Think of these as keys to unlock secrets that are waiting for you to have in your marriage. These are secrets, just keys just for you. So your differences is what makes you each unique and adds depth to your relationship. Instead of trying to change or fix each other, Embrace the diversity within your relationship. Celebrate each other's strengths, weaknesses. Identify the weaknesses so you can help each other grow in those areas. And you may each have individual quirks, recognizing that it's these differences that make your relationship special. So when I first started dating my husband, we knew that we were falling in love and falling deeply in love. Like, hey, we just found the one, right? So my background is I've always loved to serve. And so I used to think I knew what people needed before they did. And that kind of carried over into our relationship, my husband and I. And so he showed me in many ways, but the one thing he couldn't figure out was how to read my mind. I thought, because I thought I could read other people's minds, right, by thinking I knew what they needed before they did. I expected my husband to do the same until one day he said to me, because I was upset, and he goes, "Why? I cannot read your mind." That was such an eye-opener for us, because his friend said to him, "Listen, Deb can't change you. She can't make you do something you don't want to do. But if you put Christ in the center, you're going to have the kind of marriage that you've always dreamed of having." So our weaknesses, our individual quirks, right? The things that maybe when you were dating, you thought were cute, but now they kind of get on your last nerve. But recognizing that it's these differences that makes your relationship so special. And my husband and I have been able to laugh a lot more, especially about our mistakes from the past, because we've had healing. Christ has been in the center of our marriage for 40 years. And so it's so nice to be able to get past these things, get through them, right? Leave the past in the past and move forward. Empathy is another key. This is essential, because you're trying to understand more than to be understood. And that when you use this to navigate your differences in your relationship, it's just going to take time to understand your spouse's perspective and experiences. It doesn't mean that just because they don't agree with you or have the same perspective, doesn't mean they're right. You're right and they're wrong. It just means it's a different perspective because there are different backgrounds. Holidays is a great way. Birthdays, you know, how you celebrated them as a kid may not be the same way your spouse celebrated it. So you're thinking that maybe this is the way it should be. No, it's not. It needs to be worked out between you. But having Christ in the center, being able to hear from the Holy Spirit, allows for these changes to happen. So even if you differ, you can still practice active listening and being genuinely curious about their thoughts, the other's thoughts and feelings, which will help promote a deeper connection and mutual respect. You give this person a chance to talk, your spouse to talk and share with you why these things are important to them, or why. Have the courage to share what is important to you. Effective communication is key to navigating differences harmoniously. So create a safe and non-judgmental space for open dialogue where you both feel comfortable expressing your thoughts, concerns, and needs, and be willing to compromise. So the compromise is not that you're going to give in, but you're going to look for a win-win situation and find creative solutions that honor both of your perspectives and values. This is so very important, these three keys, for you to have a Christ-centered marriage. But here, let's move on, right? Because now I have some tips to help you navigate these differences effectively and keeping Christ at the center. The first thing you're going to do is you're going to pray together. Start and end each day in prayer together. seeking guidance and strength from God to navigate challenges. But here's what I've learned to do recently, believe it or not, is my time with God should be spent in listening more, not telling God everything that you think he needs to know. He already knows it. Study scripture together. Dedicate time to study and reflect on God's word as a couple. Like my husband and I, we do a devotional, allowing it to guide your decisions and actions. I also do something called the temperament assessment, and that's where you get to know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you get to know how you process information, how much control you want, how much you don't, and how your emotions play a part in your relationship. Bring the word of God in that. It's a Christ-centered assessment. So you bring Christ in there and you know each other's temperament and you work together as a couple. See, marriage takes work. Attending church together and participating in its activities together is a priority. Nurturing your faith as a couple. Practice forgiveness. Extend grace and forgiveness to each other. Let go of the past. You can't do anything about it. You can learn from it. But listen, God says there's a plank in your eye. So why are you focusing on this speck in another's? Just as Christ has forgiven us, we recognize, we know that we are imperfect people in need of God's perfect grace. Communicate openly and honestly, listening to each other's perspectives with empathy and understanding. Now, this is all about having a Christ-centered marriage. Seek godly, wise counsel. Don't hesitate to seek guidance from trusted mentors or Christian counselors when facing challenges in your marriage. Serve together. Look for opportunities to serve others as a couple, demonstrating Christ's love in tangible ways. If you're comfortable, open up your house, host a group from church, host young couples just married. If you've been married for quite a while, have a Bible study for other couples. These are ways that you can foster an environment where Christ is at the center. Keep a gratitude journal. Cultivate an attitude of gratitude by regularly expressing appreciation for each other and the blessings you have in your marriage. And humbly submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, prioritizing each other's needs above your own. This is vital. This is Christ-like. This is having an attitude of Christ, a mindset of Christ with action steps. Prioritize quality time. Don't forget to spend time together, being intentional in your effort to nurture each other with emotional connection and intimacy. So before I end, I'd like to share an I do and an I don't. I gave you a whole lot here about the three keys and unlock the secrets to a peaceful marriage. I've given you 10 tips on how to keep Christ in the center. And now I'm going to give you an I do and an I don't of everyday life together. So do keep Christ at the center of your marriage and navigate differences with grace and strength. Embody Christ's love and forgiveness, for fostering unity and deepening your emotional connection. Your emotions, they're not your feelings. They're the ones that's what's deep underneath your feelings. And I don't is, don't forget the importance of prioritizing your relationship with each other and with God amidst the busyness of life. Avoid neglecting to regularly investing time and effort into nurturing your emotional connection. This is where you feel like you're listening to their heart, not to what you want to hear. validating what they're feeling and communicating openly and honestly in support for each other through life's challenges. So before I come to the end of today's message, if you're feeling inspired to take your marriage to the next level, I encourage you to explore my We Still Do Creating a Marriage Manifesto. I will put the link in the description box. So listen, this is for those who, it doesn't matter if you're married 1, 5, 10, 25, or 40 years like myself, there will always be seasons of life that need a little bit of help navigating through. Don't forget to take some time today, this week coming up, to reflect on the differences in your relationship and how you two can fit more like puzzle pieces instead of opposing forces. Remember, it's through understanding, empathy, and mutual respect that you could truly thrive in your marriage. Put the tips into action. And I hope and I pray that you found insights and encouragement. And if you have any questions or maybe even any topics you'd like me to cover in a future episode, please don't hesitate to reach out. Leave a comment. And before we go, I want to thank you for joining me on this journey. But if you can, follow, like, maybe even leave a review that will bless my heart and will allow others to find me. So until next time, remember to keep building your better marriage one day at a time. God bless you. Thank you for listening. If you were blessed by what you heard, please like and subscribe and even leave a review. In the meantime, I look forward to seeing you at my home, which is your home, at h2hcoaching.com. That's h2hcoaching.com. Until next time, keep building your better marriage rooted in faith and anchored in love.